gospel soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
So it's none other than your host, Queenie, Pastor J, or Pastor J. Call me what you want to call me, just don't call me. Well, I don't think you still do that, but anyway. So on My Gospel Soul today, I'm talking about, I'm going to be reading from The Rules of Engagement, The Art of Spiritual Warfare. Amen. The Art of Prayer, Strategic Prayer and Spiritual Warfare. Just last week, I talked about being frustrated. So this week, I want to talk about false burdens, and how to launch a counterattack against false burdens. When I say false burdens, I know you're saying false burdens. You know, a lot of things that we think that we are going through in our lives, we're not actually carrying. We don't really have to deal with it. But the enemy will present it to you as though you have to deal with it. It's something you have to carry. And a lot of us don't understand. Hey, honey, a lot of us don't understand that that is a trick of the enemy to keep us distracted, to keep us bound up, wound up, and messed up so that we cannot function fully, or function with power, or function with full focus. See, if the enemy can distract you, if the enemy can get your mind off of the things of God and on problems and on issues and on circumstances, then he can come in and he can wreak havoc on your life, okay? And you will miss blessings. You will miss, you won't be able to hear God. Why? Because you're so caught up with circumstances and situations. But that's his job. His job is to distract. His job is to get you so out of whack till you are get you in a place where you are over here handling this and you're not handling God's business. I just want to bless you this morning. Amen. So we're going to talk about false burdens. And like I said, I'm using Dr. Cindy Trim's book because she's awesome when it comes to strategic and spiritual warfare. She's awesome when it comes to it. And we got to know the rules, okay? So let's read, let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for another day to just experience your grace and mercy. Lord, we ask, Father God, that this word fall on good ground today. Let us be good ground, that we may take this word and be able to apply it to our lives, that we may help the enemy understand that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us help us to stand in our power, because you designated us, Father God, hallelujah, to be warriors, to be soldiers. Help us, Father God, to identify those things that are false and those things that are real, so that we'll know, amen, how to launch that attack, amen, because we already know we're coming out victorious. And we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. So, at this, I'm going to read a little bit of it. To be burdened for people in situations is expected on of all things, especially when it comes to the redemptive purpose of God being manifested. Okay. However, Satan wants to put false burdens upon you that cause undue stress, pressure, and discomfort. So the enemy wants to put things on you, like I just said, and to have you stressed out. And I tell a lot of people, imagination. That's how the enemy gets us sometimes. He gets us caught up in our imagination. Come on. Hallelujah. But some of the things in our life, if we sift through them, we'll find out that's not real. That's their issue. I always tell people, don't make somebody else's issue your issue. Amen? Our job is to pray about it. Like they say, set it and forget it. Pray about it, leave it there, and go on to and keep moving forward. Amen. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we don't understand why we feel like a putt-putt car in our lives, because we have taken on other people's burdens. I always tell people, pick up, hey, carry your own cross. Carry your own stuff, praise God. Amen. And then when you know what, because sometimes we can't decipher, we can't figure out what's ours and what's somebody else. So we'll get to carrying other people's stuff. You can't sleep at night. You can't focus. That person or that issue is always on your mind. You also have to be careful what conversations you entertain. Because sometimes people just call you to dump their stuff over on you so they can go to sleep. And then there you are. You can't sleep. I'm just trying to help you. Amen. So you have to learn, praise God, amen, how to drop stuff off. He said, bring your burdens to the altar and leave them there. Drop them off. People call you and they treat you like a dumpster. They just want to pour all of their stuff over into you. But guess what you have to do? You have to drop it off. You have to get rid of it, praise God, amen, because that is not your burden. That is not your stuff, praise God. And when God, amen, hallelujah, has designated you to be a sounding board or a listening ear for somebody, it's just for you to listen. It's not for you to take it upon yourself and carry it. He didn't create us to carry, amen? He didn't create us to carry anybody's burden. He created us, praise God, amen, hallelujah, to give it back to him. Anything on earth, give it back to him. Why? Because he can handle it. Let's look at, let's read the rest of it. These burdens are easily distinguishable from the authentic ones in that they are heavy, often unbearable, and do not come from God. Again, knowing what came from God, knowing what's yours, and knowing what's not yours. Knowing what's your, even when we deal with our children, when we deal with family, when we deal with, you got to know what's meant for you to carry. And like I said, sometimes you'll be frustrated, stressed out, because you are carrying somebody else's stuff. And you got what's yours and what's not yours. What's your responsibility? Let's talk about that. And what's not your responsibility? Some of us have grown kids that's making it your responsibility. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. We have to learn, praise God, amen, that God, again, that God didn't create us to carry everybody's load, amen? He created us to give it to him and to make his praise glorious, amen? To go out there and win souls, to go out there, praise God, and let people know that God is able, to go out there and testify in the highways and hedges, praise God, compelling men, amen, to follow him, praise God, amen. But you can't compel somebody to follow Jesus Christ or that God is, you can't convince them that God is real. If you burn down, stress, negative, you got all kinds of thoughts going through your, you know, you can't focus. The enemy, praise God, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to rob you of your peace. He wants to rob you of tranquility. He wants to rob you of your joy. He wants to rob you of everything that keeps you stable. You talk about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Come on, we're talking about the battlefield of the mind. If he can keep your mind on all kinds of other things in and out, then guess what? You cannot fulfill the things that God created you to fulfill. Amen? Let's look at this. Praise God. It says, Jesus said in Matthew 11, 29 through 30, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. What he's saying is, I want you to learn what I am, who I am, so that when things come at you in your life, you'll know if it's of God or if it's not. Come on, it's the same thing with friends. It's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with business. It's in every area of your life, you got to try the spirit by the spirit. Watch this. It says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. It says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is what? Easy, and my burden is light. So what is that saying? Let's flip. So if something is on me and it's heavy, it's not of God. He said my yoke is what? Easy, and my burden is light. Amen. He told us in his word, I will not put more on you than you can bear. So we got to first identify, where is this attack coming from? Where is this burden coming from? Why am I restless? Why can't I get sleep? We got to know, where is it coming from? If you don't know the root of a thing, how can you conquer it? If you don't know, amen, why something is happening, how can you conquer it? So you got to first identify what's going on around me and why. Who brought this? Where did it come from? Who spoke this? See, a lot of times in my life, I'll be going through things. And I have to stop and I have to say, who spoke this in my life? Who said this to me? And then I have to cast it down. I got to take the power out of it. Because sometimes people have spoke stuff into our lives, said stuff to us, and we have received it. But you have to cast that stuff down. You have to don't let what people say to you sit in your spirit and grow. Oh, you're not going to have nothing. You're not going to be anything. You're not going to teach. You got to cast that down right when they say it. Oh, the devil is a lie. Oh, I come against that in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to pull that down immediately. You can't sit back and ponder on it and think on it and tell everybody what they said to you. Because the more you say it, the more you speak it into your own life. When people begin to come against you and speak evil into your life, you got to cast it down. You got to come against it immediately. Sometimes people be talking to me, I cut their conversation short. Oh, I'm not going to let you even speak anything negative into my life. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God told me it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If God said I could have it, I could have it. See, you got to begin to open your mouth and come against what the enemy is trying to deposit. See, the enemy wants to attach things to your life. He want to get stuff attached. You don't even realize it's attached to you. You just go there with it. And there it is, just attached to you. But guess what? It will rear its ugly head as soon as you try to step out. Come on. You try to step to that, go to that next level. Guess what it do? It show up and start talking to you. Yeah, remember so-and-so said, remember you said, you know. No, that's why you got to cast down things as soon as people say it to you. Let me tell you something. You know, I learned my lesson the hard way with this thing. People that I looked up to and people that I really had respect for, I'd let them say stuff to me. I'd let them speak stuff, you know, and I wouldn't cast it down. You have to cast it down. I don't care who it came from. Glory to God. If it don't edify, if it don't build up, drive you to go to the next level, you got to cast it down. It doesn't matter. The enemy will use whomever, whenever, and wherever. Glory to God. Amen. So you have to cast it down. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at what Dr. Cindy Trim says is a counterattack. Amen. To this. False burdens. Amen. False burdens. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise this verse from Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off my shoulder. Amen. And his yoke from off my neck. Come on. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 10 and 27. I'll say it again because some of y'all need to get this in your spirit. You need to go through out your house, walk through your house, amen, glory to God, reclaim your house to be under subjection to the power of God, reclaim your husband, reclaim your marriage, reclaim your relationship, come on, hallelujah, and cast down everything that came in to manipulate, destroy, and cause division in your house. You need to begin to speak, amen, glory to God, and cast that thing down. Hallelujah. It's in the Word.
Come on.
Watch this. I'm going to read it again. Amen. Isaiah 10 and 27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that this burden shall be taken away from off my shoulders." Come on. Hallelujah. Say, "But this burden is off my shoulders." Come on, in the name of Jesus. It says, and his yoke from off my neck. Hallelujah. You got to tell the enemy, your yoke is off my neck. Come on, hallelujah. That person that spoke that negative into your life, your yoke is off my neck. Come on, hallelujah. The wicked devices of the enemy is off my neck. You got to speak it out of your mouth, and you got to speak it with all authority in your household, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your finances. The yoke of poverty is off my neck, glory to God. The yoke, glory to God, hallelujah, of insecurity is off my neck. The yoke, come on, hallelujah, of division is off my neck. The yoke of hatred and bitterness, God, come on, hallelujah, is off my neck. You got to act, listen, you got to speak, praise God, until that thing, praise God, releases hold on you, glory to God. And you have the authority to speak these things into your own life. Don't let the enemy play games with your mind and think, praise God, that you don't have no power. You have power through Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. When he left here, he said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you will be also." He said, "But I'm going to leave a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," glory to God. "And you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Glory to God. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost, amen, comes upon you. Praise God. Amen. And when you open your, see, that's what the enemy don't want you to do. He don't want you to open your mouth and begin to speak into your own life. He don't want you to open your mouth and begin to speak into your own situation. He don't want you to open your mouth and begin to cast down every negative and evil assignment that was sent out against you. Come on. Hallelujah. Every evil plot, glory to God, that was spoken against your life. Praise God. I found myself the other day, praise God, coming against every evil. And listen, let me tell you something. People will speak something in your life, praise God, have so much hatred towards you, praise God. Amen, hallelujah, to where you can feel that in your spirit. You got to cast it down. You got to call it out, and you got to cast it down. Come on, amen. I hear people say, "You got to keep your friends closer and your enemies closer." The devil is a lie. Amen, hallelujah. You don't want your enemy always talking to you, always speaking to you. Let me tell you what the word of God says your enemy is supposed to be, under your feet. Come on, the enemy is not supposed to be having a conversation with you, sitting there and talking to you, and you back and forth in a conversation. Glory to God. You know what tripped Eve up? She started having a conversation with a serpent. Come on, hallelujah. She started having a conversation with a serpent. She started having a conversation with something that's supposed to serve her. Come on, hallelujah. She started having a conversation, glory to God, with something that God gave man dominion over. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And instead of her casting down that serpent, she sat there and started having a conversation. She started thinking about what the serpent was saying to her. And the next thing you know, come on, hallelujah. Y'all know the story, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to say, look, listen what the scripture says. It says, "His yoke from off my neck." Oh, Lord, have mercy. It says, glory to God, "And the yoke shall be what? Destroyed." Oh, glory to God, I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It said, because of the anointing, glory to God. The anointing will destroy it. Hallelujah. Will destroy and break every evil plot and plan that the enemy has set out against you, praise God. There's nothing, praise God, amen, that can overthrow God. Come on, hallelujah. That can overthrow the anointing. That can overthrow the power of God. You got to learn how to speak it into your life. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. I bless God, amen, for those that are tuning in. Praise God, amen. I wanted to share a little bit of my podcast with you today on Facebook Live and let you know, praise God, amen, that it is some burdens in your life, praise God, that are imaginary, praise God, that don't belong to you. Come on, hallelujah, that were not assigned to you by God, hallelujah, but were assigned by the enemy, praise God. And you got to use this mouthpiece, praise God, hallelujah, to serve the devil notice, praise God, and let him know you will not, amen, destroy my life. You will not destroy my mind. You will not destroy my children. You will not destroy my finances. You will not destroy my household. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. You got to speak. See, the enemy don't, I keep telling you, he don't want you to say nothing. But you better open your mouth and begin to decree and declare around your house, praise God, in your life, over your finances, praise God, that God, amen, is in control of this, glory to God. And devil, you got to go. Come on, hallelujah. Serve him notice, praise God. I'm going to tell you something, praise God. He wants you to be quiet so he can come in and sit on your couch and eat up your food and use up all of your resources. But you better start telling that devil right now, you got to go. Here's your papers. Here's your eviction notice. You can listen. You got to get out now. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God said, amen, that he give and add no sorrow with it, praise God. I ain't got no business crying behind you. I ain't got no business, oh, Lord, have mercy. So the yoke today is broken. Glory to God. God has better for me, praise God. He has breakthroughs for me, amen. He has plenty for me, praise God. He said in his word, amen, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, praise God. Then he said again, glory to God, to reiterate, he said, I will do exceedingly, watch this, and more abundantly, glory to God, above all that you could ask or think. So God is about to exceed my expectations. But devil, you got to go. Come on, hallelujah. I'm serving you notice, praise God. You got to go. Here's the dough. You got to get up in your house, praise God. Open up the dough, praise God. And any lingering spirit, praise God, negativity, praise God, start telling it, get out. Tell it, get out. Hallelujah. Some folk going to look at you like you're crazy. Your neighbor's going to say she done lost her mind. But you got to get up. And every spirit that devil tried to deposit in your house, say, hey, get out. You got to tell insecurities, you got to go. Lack, you got to go. Poverty, you got to go. Come on, bad attitudes, you got to go. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Brokenness, you got to go. I speak restoration in your life right now. I speak that God is moving, hallelujah, in your life right now. I speak that God is mending, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, your broken heart right now. I speak right now, hallelujah, that everything that the devil stole, glory to God, God, amen, is giving it back to you 100-fold, glory to God, newer and better, glory to God, than you've ever seen before. I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe right now that it's a turnaround, glory to God, happening in your life, happening in your finances, happening, glory to God, in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit. I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You can't care who think you're crazy. You gotta get this blessing this morning, glory to God. You gotta grab a hold of this blessing this morning, glory to God. You got to begin to start shouting hallelujah in your house. See, hallelujah is the highest praise, glory to God. And the devil wants you to think, don't you say that. You sound crazy. You get a praise right now in your spirit, and you get to jumping and shouting right now around your house. You get the Lord have mercy. You get to pleading the blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Grab your wallet and get to praying over it. Go to your doorpost and get to anointing and let the devil know you have no more authority here, glory to God. You will not run nothing. You will not ruin nothing. You will not tear down nothing. Come on, hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm just trying to bless you, glory to God. It's time for you to stand up, glory to God, and understand, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, about the power that God has invested in you, glory to God, hallelujah, that when you open your mouth, demons have to flee. When you open your mouth, everything has to come under subjection to the power of God, hallelujah. He has no right, hallelujah, in your life, hallelujah, glory to God, and he don't want you to know this, praise God. He don't want you to know what I'm telling you today, praise God, that you have the power within you, praise God, to stand up in your household and decree and declare the blessings of God in your life. You decree and declare breakthrough right now. You can stand up in your house and say, breakthrough, 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 and watch God begin to move on your behalf. Watch the phone start ringing, glory to God. Thing that you've been asking God for, come, but you've got to begin to evict some of this stuff out your life. You got to say, hey, I'm making space for blessings. You got to go. I'm making space, amen, for the greater in God. You got to go. You got to begin to listen. If you don't believe it, it won't come to pass. You got to believe it yourself. He told a woman with the issue of blood, he said, your faith has made you whole, glory to God. It wasn't about Jesus, glory to God, his faith. It was about her faith. She had to come into a place, praise God, where it didn't matter. Let me tell you what the woman with the issue of blood did, praise God. The crowd, it said, was pressed up against her, praise God. You know what she did? She got low. Come on, hallelujah. She got down, praise God, hallelujah, on the ground, praise God. Why? Because her focus wasn't on the people. She knew she had to get to Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. She got down low, praise God, and she began to go, amen, hallelujah, in a way that nobody else was willing to go. Come on, hallelujah. When you can't get through one way, you got to go ahead and get low. I got to get on my knees. Begin to pray. I got to begin to get on my knees and begin, hallelujah, to cry out to the Lord. Some of you got to let your face go ahead and get all ugly and messed up. Tears, glory to God. Snot, amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to get to where God, amen, where the blessing is, amen, where the break, praise God, by any necessary. When she touched the hem of his garment, praise God, amen, hallelujah. He said, somebody touched me. He didn't see her. Come on, but he felt her. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He didn't see. He said, somebody touched me. And she didn't even touch his flesh. I'm going to tell you how powerful it was. She didn't even touch his flesh. She touched his garment, glory to God, hallelujah. And he said, somebody touched me, glory to God, hallelujah. And when it looked down, glory to God, hallelujah, he said, glory to God, I didn't make you whole, glory to God. He said, faith has made you whole. I need you to grab a hold of your faith right now, glory to God. I need you to get a crazy. I need you to get some. Yeah. I need you to look crazy just for a minute, glory to God, and watch God begin to turn some things around, glory to God. That thing you've been battling with for years. See, the woman with the issue of blood, praise God, she was dealing with it for a long, long time, praise God. She had went to doctor over here and a doctor over there. Come on, hallelujah. But this time, amen, she went to Dr. Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. She went to the one, praise God, amen, that can do all things. Hallelujah. She went to the one, praise God, that makes the impossible possible. Come on, hallelujah. She went to the one, praise God, amen, that she knew, amen, wouldn't let her down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. My God, it's turnaround season. Come on. You better tell somebody, amen. If you want to text something out, tell them, hey, it's turnaround season. Glory to God. God is about to turn it around. Hallelujah. God is about, amen, to flip it and turn it around. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything that the devil stole, amen, God is giving it back to you. God bless you. Hallelujah. My God. Listen. Was on Facebook Live, praise God, amen, and sharing that word, praise God. But I want to pray with you that's on the podcast, amen. I believe, praise God, that a word, praise God, has been said, amen, to bless your life, praise God, that will cause you, praise God, to understand, amen, that you are not alone, praise God. You are not alone, praise God. It may feel like you're alone. It may feel like, amen, hallelujah, that you have reached the end of your rope. What do you do now, praise God? But I'm here to tell you, amen, that God is right there with you, praise God. I'm here to tell you, praise God, that he has never leave you nor forsake you, and he has kept his promise. I don't care how it looks, how it feels, or what you have been through, and the devil has told you that you are counted out, nobody cares. I'm here to tell you God cares. I'm here to tell you, praise God, amen, that no more crying, no more weeping and wailing, praise God, because of the things that people have robbed you of. No more, glory to God. God, amen, has set you
you up, praise God, hallelujah, for a miracle. He has set you up, praise God, for a breakthrough. Glory to God. Go ahead and claim it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Lord, thank you for this word today, this restoration that you're giving us, Father God. Lord, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are moving on our behalf. And Lord, we receive it right now. Lord, give us the courage that we need to stand up and evict the enemy out of our lives right now, to evict him out of our finances, out of our relationships, out of our marriages, out of our businesses. Lord, we stand right now in full agreement, glory to God, and with Isaiah, glory to God, that the yoke is being destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your authority, glory to God, over the things of the enemy. He has no power, glory to God, but we have all power through you to pull it strongholds, glory to God. Glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, glory to God, hallelujah, and it is so, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope that this word blessed you today, praise God, amen. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
My gospel.